Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are finishing up Siman Kuf Yud Tes and continuing with Siman Kuf Chaf. We're going to talk about making mistakes in the middle of Brachos of Shemona Esrei. We're going to talk about the Shliach Tzibur forgetting Aninu. And we're also going to talk about saying Ritzeh during Shemona Esrei. Says the Mechaber in Kuf Yud Tes, Siv Gimel, Im Dileg Ota of the Bracha Achas Meha Im Tzaios, if one skips or makes a mistake in one of the Brachos of the middle Brachos, Eino Tzarech Lachzor El Rosh HaBracha Shata'o Shadileg, he has to return only to the beginning of the Bracha in which he made the mistake or that he skipped. Misham Fa'ilach Yachzor Ala Seder. From then on, so he should continue regularly. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Yod Gimel, Im Dileg Perush Shadileg HaBracha Legamre. He completely skipped the Bracha. Vita'a, what does making a mistake mean? Perush, shashino ba be'inyin shetzarech lachzor machnaseh. So he made a mistake in a way that he would have to go back. I mean, he said something incorrectly, such that he would have to repeat it. V'ayin mashur kasavnu le'elbasim tzamaches, Mishnah Berurah, sif ka'in aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this earlier. V'tarvayhu ayri b'shogig. These cases are both talking about when one makes a mistake. The b'meizid tzarech lachzor l'tchilas shmona esrei. If you purposefully say the wrong thing, so then you have to go back to the beginning of shmona esrei. Kamosha kasuv simin kuf yodalid se'if zayin. As we've said earlier. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Yodalid, the Rosh HaBracha, v'im nizkar b'ta'uso ba'otru omin adayim b'HaBracha, yachzor makum shata'al levad. If you remember that you made a mistake while you're still in the bracha in which you made the mistake, so then you just go back to where you said the wrong thing. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Tesvav ala seder, after you go back to the bracha where you made the mistake, you continue with the rest of the brachos from there. Va'afilu lo nizkar ad achar kama brachos. So, for example, I made a mistake in Refa'inu. And now I remember that I made a mistake in Refa'inu during Vil Yerushalayim. So I have to go back to Refa'inu. However, tzarech lachzor v'lomar kulon achareha. I then have to say all of the brachos after Refa'inu through Vil Yerushalayim. I can't go back to Vil Yerushalayim right away. Shem yomar osa bracha levada b'makum shenizkar. If I was in Vil Yerushalayim and then I just said Refa'inu and I went back straight to Vil Yerushalayim, then nimtza shashina sidron shel brachos v'lo yotza yedei chova. So then it would emerge that I have changed up the order of the brachos, and therefore I would not be yotze my obligation. Because the order of the brachos was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, and it is rooted in the Pesukim. The Gemara in Megillah speaks about why Chazal established certain brachos where they are, all the brachos where they are. So you have to say them kisidron. Therefore, if you make a mistake, you go back to where you made a mistake, but then you have to say all of them again afterwards. So after you make a mistake, let's say I'm in Vil Yerushalayim, I remember, oh, I made a mistake in Refa'inu. Should I finish Vil Yerushalayim first and then go back to Refa'inu, or should I just stop where I am and go back to Refa'inu? So the Tehillah LeDavid, Kuf Chav Dalet Vav, he says in quoting in footnote 10, he says, you stop right away. You don't continue saying the bracha because it would be a bracha levatala. Right now, you have to do is go back and fix up the Shemona Esrei. You haven't really said Refa'inu yet because you said it improperly. What if you remember that you made a mistake after you finished all of Shemona Esrei? So then you have to repeat the whole tefillah. You can't go back to where you made the mistake. You have to repeat the whole tefillah. That's the Das Torah clarifies that. See footnote 14. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Dalet. Shliach Tzibur Shoshochach, V'lo Omer Aninu, Lo Yachzor Afilu Madayin Lo Gomer Rak Refa'inu. So if you have a Shliach Tzibur, he forgot to say Aninu during Shemona Esrei, he should not go back to say it, even if he has not yet finished Refa'inu. V'im Chozar Bracha Levatolahi. And if he does go back to say Aninu, it's actually a Bracha Levatolah. Says the Rama, Lo Yomer Aninu, V'shomi Atfilak Yachid. Rather, the Shliach Tzibur should just say Aninu during Shomei Atfila as an individual would. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin, Rak Refa'inu, Rotza Lomar, Shesiyim Birkas Refa'inu Va'amr Baruch Ato Hashem. So if he said Baruch Ato Hashem, so then he continues Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, he does not go back to say Aninu. Avlo Nizkar Kodem Shachasam. However, if he remembers that he forgot Aninu before he says Baruch Ato Hashem of Refa'inu, Afilu Im Amar Baruch Ato, even if he said the words Baruch Ato, but he hasn't said Shem Hashem, Hovelo Amar Adayin Hashem Chozev Omer Aninu Im Chasima. So because he has not yet said Shem Hashem of Refa'inu, he goes back, he says Aninu together with the bracha of Aninu, V'achar Zeh Chozev Omer Birkas Refa'inu. And then he goes and says Rifa'inu. V'cholza b'shliach tzibur. This is all talking about the shatz. Shemakom kviyasa lomer aninu hu bin go el rofe. Where the place where he says aninu is between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and the bracha of Rifa'inu. Avol biyachid shakol el aninu bevirka shomiyat tefila. For an individual who says aninu as part of shomiyat tefila, im shachach lomer aninu, if he forgot to say aninu, kol shesiyem shomiyat tefila, av shalo pasach biritzei, ein tzarech lachzor. As long as you finish the bracha of shomiyat tefila, even if you have yet to begin the next bracha, you still do not go back and say aninu kedin kol davar shein machzir noso. Just like anything else, where we would say not to return because of a mistake, it's a type of mistake that does not require that you repeat. V'tam achiloku, what's the difference between the shliach tzibur and the yachid? The sham shiny, it's different when it comes to the yachid. Shu kolu toch habracha. Aninu is integrated within shomei atfila. V'chol shesiyim habracha, ikha b'chazuroso bracha levatola. If you finish the bracha of shomei atfila, and then you go back and say aninu again, well then you're going to be saying a bracha levatola. Why? Because you're going to be saying shomei atfila once again. Masha inkin kan de kava'u bracha b'fnei atzma. When it comes to the shliach tzibur, aninu is its own bracha. So therefore, in you shouldn't miss out on saying aninu unless you're going to have to repeat a bracha that you already said. For example, you already finished barachato Hashem rofei chole amo Yisrael. So then if you were to go back and say aninu, then you would be saying rifa'inu a second time, and that would be a bracha levatola. But if you have yet to say the bracha of rifa'inu, so then of course you should say aninu. It's its own bracha. You're not saying a bracha levatola. As long as you haven't said the Shem Hashem of Rifa'inu, there is no bracha levatol. Yud Zayin, he Hainu the Ayedish Yachzor Lomer Aninu Yitzayich Behechet Lomer Acharkach Berchas Rifa'inu Oda Pam Kedesh Yalas Seder. If you go back to say Aninu, you're going to have to repeat Rifa'inu again so that all of the brachos are kisidron are in order. Berchas Hasharim Achar Rifa'inu. And then you'll say Birkas Hashanim after Rifa'inu. Vihi bracha levatala. It's going to be a bracha levatala to say Rifa'inu once again because you already said it. She'in machzirin b'shvil aninu. And that's why you don't go back to say aninu as the shliach tzibur k'mo shukas of v'simin tafkuf samachay. V'im shachach v'omer aninu kodem reina. If you forgot to say, so if you said aninu before reina v'oninu, you were supposed to say it afterwards. But if you said it before, that's how I'm going to from the tzarech lomer aninu pa'am acher achar reina. According to the Magen Avraham, you have to say it again after Re'ino V'Aninu. V'chein kasa v'derech ha'chaim. So the Magen Avraham and the Derech ha'chaim say you have to repeat Aninu once again after Re'ino V'Aninu. B'primigadim nishar b'din zeh b'tzarechin. Primigadim is not so sure, but you should. V'sefer Magen Giborim harich b'zeh umasik l'dina gamkin de'ein lachzor v'lomer Aninu pa'am acheres. According to the Magen Giborim, if you said Aninu in the wrong place as l'shiach tzibur, you said it before Re'ino V'Aninu instead of afterwards, you would not say it again. V'im yirtza yom rena b'shomiyat fila kiyachin. If you want to, you could integrate it within shomiyat fila. What are the two sides here? The Prima Gadim says maybe, Aneinu comes after Re'ino V'Aneinu, so therefore you have to repeat it because that's its place. Or maybe since it's not Ma'akiv to begin with, the placement of it is really not so important. So even if you said Aneinu before Re'ino V'Aneinu, it would also be okay. You test ki yachid, ayim ederech ha-chaim shaposik, de lo yach temena bevracha rak b'shomayat fila kishar yachid ba'alma. Yun Ches. Aninu b'shomayat fila. Thank you. Hu hadin im lo hayu asara hamis'anim b'vis ha-kneses. If there were not 10 people fasting in shul, uba'u achar birkas refo'inu, and then they came after refo'inu. So at the time that the shliach tzibur got up to aninu, there were not 10 people fasting in shul, and according to some, he would not say aninu in that case. Mm-hmm. And then after refo'inu, they come along, now there's 10 people fasting in shul, yomar b'shomayat fila ki yachid. He should say aninu during shomayat fila, just as an individual would. If the Shliach Tzibur starts Chazar Sashatz, and there's 10 people fasting at that time, and then some of them walk out before the Shliach Tzibur says Aninu, again, lo yomar Aninu, you shouldn't say it. It's better for him to say it during Shomayat Vila. If he already started Aninu, and then there were fewer than 10 people, meaning there were 10 when he started, but now there are fewer than 10 fasting, so then Gomer, so then he would finish it up. Yuteski Yachin, when he says it in Shomiyat Fila like the individual, Ayim Ederech HaChaim Shaposik De Lo Yach Tamera Bevracha Rak B'Shomiyat Fila Keshar Yachid Ba'alma. So when the Shliach Tzibur says Aninu during Shomiyat Fila, he doesn't change the ending of the Bracha. Rather, he just says Shomea Tfila, just like any Yachin. V'chinachon debizei yatzal dechulei alma ein b'magen Avram. That way, he fulfills all of the shitos. V'im shachach gam b'shomea tfila. If he forgets aninu, also during shomea tfila, afilu nizkar kodem sheisler itzei. Even if he remembers before he starts itzei, shuv lo yomar, shouldn't say it. Ela yomrena acha sheyisayim b'shalom kodem alokai netzor uvelo chasima. He says it rather before alokai netzor, without saying the end bracha. As we learned earlier, you don't say aninu as its own bracha. If you already finish Shomei Atfila before it say, you don't say Aneinu, because then you would have to repeat Shomei Atfila, which would be a bracha levatal. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chaf. Omrim Ritzei b'chol atfilos u'deloka osam shenagim shalolo omro b'mincha. We say Ritzei during all atfilos, not like the practice of some who do not say Ritzei during mincha. B'mincha, Mishnah Brura dahainu shei maschilim v'v'isha Yisrael. They start from the word v'isha Yisrael. According to the current practice where we say Ritzei in Alt Filos, if you don't say the words Ritzei, so then you're actually changing from the established text. You would be considered as someone who made a mistake in a bracha where you have to repeat it. Maybe with the Eved you wouldn't be considered someone who made such a mistake. So according to all of those places, so it's not so clear that you would be considered as someone who actually changes from the text of Chazal, because the Magen Avraham says maybe you're only considered to have changed from the text of Chazal if you change up if you add a bracha at the beginning or you change the bracha at the end. That which we say, v'isha yisrael s'filosam, what does that mean? Isha yisrael. V'yafa pisha inata avoda. We don't have any korbanos. We didn't give a korban. Mispalalim ala tfilos shi b'makom ha-korban sh'tiskal b'beratzon l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach. We're davening for atfilos to be accepted like the in place of substitute for the korban that it be in favor to Hashem. U'v'medrash yesh micho. The Medrash says that what does it mean v'isha Yisrael? It refers to the neshamos of tzaddikim that Michael gives to Akadosh Baruch Hu. Rotz alomar shemagish osam leratzon lefnei Hashem l'riach nichoach. V'alzeh teknu v'isha Yisrael. Rotz alomar anshe Yisrael. We're saying that the neshamos of the tzaddikim together with our tfilos should find favor in the eyes of Hashem. V'yash mefarsha mamash olamalo mimenu v'achi perusho. There's a third opinion that says what does v'isha Yisrael mean? It goes back. V'hosh Avoda v'isha Yisrael. Hashem should bring back the avoda together with the korbanos. Ve'achar kach usfilosam be'avos akal b'beratzon. And then we say that our tefillah should be accepted, with favor. So really, these three reasons have an afkamina of how do you say it? Do you say v'isha Yisrael? And then you break pause usfilosam be'avos akal b'beratzon, or do you say v'isha Yisrael together with usfilosam? Well, it depends. According to the first two reasons, you say them together. According to the third reason, you break it up. V'isha Yisrael, and then usfilosam. The Taz likes the perush of Isha Yisrael, meaning Anche Yisrael, the neshamos of tzaddikim. The Gra says that the best perush is the last one, V'isha Yisrael, meaning that Hashem should return. Ho'avoda V'isha Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.